episode 29, Forms and Focus, discussion on solitude.
Oh, nice. Pretty cool. A little alone time.
That's right. But it turns out people are really bad at disconnecting.
No surprise there. I feel like that's my catchphrase.
No surprise there. It's true, though.
No surprise there.
We've got a little fun study we're going to talk about today, so absolutely. I guess we best Let's dig in.
Get into it. Jonathan Noel.
And I'm Brian Noel.
This is Forms and Focus,
where we provide guided forms to manifest
radical focus.
Where we want you to be focused as
boy.
Bro, what's the problem?
Bro, we're talking about solitude today. Here's the problem. We are not intentional about disconnecting.
That is so true.
It makes sense to me.
I mean, everything we've said is pretty much humans now, especially in America, just do whatever they're told based on social emails and the news.
That's a good point. When we are talking, we're talking relative to our experience in the United States.
Yeah, it may be
very different. That's not to say it's, if you live in the jungle of the Philippines,
it's probably very different.
You're distracted by emails.
I don't know if you're listening to this podcast, though. But if you are, that would be super dope.
That'd
so
be
please
awesome.
Email us. We will send you stuff.
So we've talked about on the past couple of sodes, people are not taking vacations. Okay. They feel guilty about it.
Yep.
For whatever reason. And people are not taking lunch breaks. They won't even take breaks. They're sitting there eating lunch while they're working.
All day. People start taking breaks.
Got to take some breaks.
Here's another problem. When people have a few extra minutes, they're going straight to social media. So according to Statista, people worldwide spend 147 minutes a day on social.
Over 2 hours?
Over 2 hours.
Wow.
Dedicated time on social media.
That seems kind of light almost. But
that's the average.
But that's the average.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. Oh, wait, real quick on that one. Let's be real. You're taking a break from work. You look at social media, and we had another statistic saying that most young adults who look at social media more often feel more depressed.
Yep.
As a result, and more anxiety.
It's not helping.
So you're taking a break from your work to get a dose of anxiety.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sounds perfect. Well, bro, we were also reading, and here's, this actually sucks. According to an article from Lonely Nation, 2 in 3 Americans report feeling more alone than ever.
Isn't that crazy? So it's like we're on social.
You're connected to the entire world.
Every minute of the day, but more people feel lonely, more lonelier than ever.
It's almost as if social media connections are not the same wholesome connections you get from community.
Yeah.
Physical community.
And maybe this episode on solitude, maybe we're not spending enough time with ourselves to even know how to spend time with others.
Ooh.
Mm.
Dang, bro.
So speaking of that, this is pretty wild. So this is our fun stat. This is how much people are not good at being alone.
Let's hear it.
People are not good at being alone. Article, What Happens in the Brain When You're Alone, on Headspace, shared this research. So go find this article because it was absolutely fantastic. What happens in your brain with being alone? So right. What did we read, bro?
So people were left alone for 6 to 15 minutes with no distractions except for a device that administered electric shocks. Nearly 70% of men and 25% of women chose to shock themselves.
Isn't that crazy? It's funny that it was 70% of men and 25%
of
women.
You're so bored, you're shocking yourself.
They literally couldn't handle nothing to do, so they shocked themselves.
Keep in mind, 6 to 15 minutes.
Yeah. When's the last time that for 15 minutes you sat maybe and just did absolutely nothing and try to think about?
I try and do that.
Yeah, for people who meditate, that's pretty common, but
you know, but it's not easy.
70% of men, 25% women.
So, here's in an alternate version of the study, participants were told to sit alone in their home with their thoughts for 10 to 15 minutes. More than half confessed to cheating by getting up from their chair or distracting themselves with phones or
and
music.
Half confessed. So who lied? So the
25% more. So it's probably 75% total. That's 10 to 15 minutes.
Couldn't even spend time with your thoughts for 10 or 15 minutes.
There is this one of those like online yogis, and he had this funny clip where he's like, if you don't like spending time with, if you don't like spending time alone, you're not in good company. Basically roasted everyone who can't be alone with themselves.
That's pretty good. You're not in good company.
10, 15 minutes alone and you cheated.
It must be a cultural thing, but we are just not good at spending time alone.
And if you've seen the show Alone, yeah, bro, some of those people crack.
Like, and some of them within like a week.
And yeah, some of them takes months.
Yeah.
But some, yeah.
And those are people who are like prepared.
Yeah, who do those kind of things.
So
let's hear about some benefits.
Yeah, what's the benefits? We're roasting on those who can't be alone. What's the benefits, right? So this is Amy Morin, a psychotherapist and international best-selling author. She wrote in this article, 7 science-backed reasons you should spend more time alone. First one is alone time increases empathy. And I thought that was pretty cool. So, you know, empathy is our ability to feel what someone else is feel. So even though we're alone, it increases our ability to better function with other human beings. And then solitude increases productivity. So we talk about distractions and overworked brains and all that kind of stuff. So it makes total sense that if you spend some time alone, you disconnect, it allows you to be more productive. No surprise.
Yeah, we're also reading Solitude Sparks Creativity.
Wow, man. Wow, there's such a theme here.
And I totally get that. All right, let's just say, you know, in this hypothetical scenario for musicians out there, because we talk about it a lot because we play music, but you're stuck in a room with no phone, no computers, no distractions, and all I gave you was a guitar. You're going to start noodling.
Even if you don't know how to play guitar.
Even if you don't know how to play guitar, you'll start playing something, and you'll probably start playing something you've never played before.
Yeah.
And you'll just make something up.
Yep.
And you might have created something nice. Who knows?
Who knows?
You mean you won't know if you never put yourself in this scenario.
That's right.
Because you need some solitude.
God.
Because it helps creativity.
I love that. Being alone can help you build mental strength. So our minds are beaten down. We talk about that a lot.
I think that's really important.
Yeah.
I know I follow Huberman Lab. His podcast is amazing. Dude talks about some incredible stuff. Great podcast.
Yeah.
But he talks about basically putting yourself through stress intentionally, like cold showers, cold water exposure, things like that. Intentional stress, you know, makes you mentally stronger because you make yourself do something.
Oh, that's awesome.
So this is kind of like the solitude version of that.
Heck yeah.
So.
Oh, interesting. What's next?
Yeah, being alone can give you an opportunity to plan your life because there's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
That's one thing about being alone. You realize I don't really have anything else to do but think about
me,
my future,
what's
and
going
me
on in my
and
life,
this and that.
People, yeah.
And I think that's why on that show Alone, people freak out.
Yeah.
Because all they're thinking about is everything they've done in their life. Everything wrong, this or that, good, bad. And they're like,
I got to get away from this. I got to get away from me. That's so wild. Yep. And then, that's funny because the last bullet here is solitude helps you know yourself.
Well, if you get to know yourself and you start freaking out, maybe it's time to change some habits.
Yeah. Go talk to somebody about that. And that's what's so funny about all this kind of stuff. Like, I want to start a business for myself. Well, if you have all this negative speak and you don't like yourself, how do you think you're going to do if you start a business with yourself?
For yourself.
For yourself. So again, like all these things obviously are connected and all these things are raging against you as you're trying to step forward. And you're telling yourself you're an idiot or you don't know what you're doing or whatever. And at the end of the day, none of it is true. Like if someone told you that and you believed it, or you know, you've kind of learned that behavior.
We've got some stats saying that people can't be alone.
Yeah.
But we've also seen the benefits of being alone. So I think it's just kind of something you have to ease into.
Yeah. Let's create some new habits, bro. So one habit is, no
being
surprise,
intentional about being alone.
That's right. Be intentional. Wake up. Like plan it. Put it on your calendar. We talk about calendars. Like plan these things. Plan 15 minutes to go walk in the woods by yourself.
Go to a coffee shop. Don't look at your phone and drink a coffee on a table.
And just,
I dare you.
Oh, yes.
Seriously.
And just watch.
Yeah.
Go to
don't
a movie
even
by
bring
yourself.
A book. Just sit there.
Oh, that's a good.
I've done that before where like if I'm tired of looking at screens because I was working, I'm like sitting somewhere. Maybe you're at the airport, whatever. Yeah. You've been working. I don't feel like looking at a phone.
Yeah.
Or a screen. Yeah. And I just sit there and I'll just watch people all the time.
That's what I do at Disney World.
Got to.
Get a beer and watch the crowd.
And you never know what you find or what you see, or you just never know. Try it.
You never know. God, that's so good. Set times on your calendar. We just said that. Set spaces you go to with the intention of being alone, whether it's hiking, running, biking, go to a movie alone, go eat alone, go to a coffee shop, all those things. But
mountain biking too, for me, I mean, I can't look at a phone and ride a bike.
Yeah.
You know, and I mountain bike alone a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just out there in the woods.
Mm.
Sometimes you just take a quick little break, you sit on the bench, it's just you.
Gosh.
That's pretty so amazing. Good. Yeah. Another thing is, don't look at your phone. I think we already said like 20 times.
Yep.
This is your monkey brain. This is your top down.
Yeah. Be intentional in your solitude.
This is your bottom up attention, where your phone dictates your life because the distraction of your phone.
So top down solitude is the goal.
Top down.
I love that. Take a notepad and write down whatever you're thinking. So your mind may rage.
And that's fine.
In these moments. Just write it down.
Just write it down.
Write it down and move on. Keep relaxing.
Read a book. Ooh.
Read a book about someone who inspires.
You remember reading? That thing that people used to do?
What happened?
Reading's really good for your brain, too.
When I have a good book, I read. And then when I don't have a good book, I literally don't read.
Yeah.
So it's like just finding a good one.
Yeah.
But once I'm hooked, I read every day.
Could you imagine? Just picture yourself right now. Maybe you're stressed. Maybe you got a lot going on.
Yep.
Just picture yourself in a nice hammock in the woods, swaying back and forth, reading a good book.
Man.
With a nice glass of strawberry water. How good does that feel?
Sounds awesome. That's the solitude I'm looking for.
You need that.
Right now.
Go take it.
So go to Forms and Focus and buy our signature hammock. Just kidding.
Oh, that would be amazing. We're not there
signature
yet.
Signature solitude hammock.
A solitude hammock. A solitude water bottle. It's the solitude package. We need a solitude package.
Solitude package.
That will totally come out. All right, bro. Screw this podcast.
Yeah. Let's go mountain biking.
Let's go mountain biking.
All right. Wait, do the plugs. Check out Forms of Focus, YouTube, blog.
Formsoffocus.com and then YouTube. Type in Forms and Focus. Subscribe to the channel.
And check out the TikTok.
Yeah,
it's crushing it.